Thousands of people have been flocking to the 101st annual Pennsylvania Farm Show this week. Visitors slurp milkshakes, ducklings slide down slides, families camp out with their prized goats, cows, and pigs. And if you look closely, you'll see the event also plays host to a rarer breed, politicians. WITF's Katie Meyer reports that the farm show floor is prime politicking territory for Pennsylvania's state and federal lawmakers, and they take advantage of it.
Governor Tom Wolf pats a cow. U.S. Senator Bob Casey checks out a tractor. Congressman Glenn Thompson discusses the dairy industry. The agricultural exhibition is a great opportunity for politicians to get some one-on-one and some photo ops with the people responsible for one of Pennsylvania's biggest industries.
Agriculture is really important as a touchstone of American culture, but also as a centerpiece of our economy.
That's Wolf on a tour of the main floor. Dressed in khakis and loafers instead of his usual suit, he did his best to match the show's down-to-earth sensibilities.
I went by a Massey Ferguson tractor over here. I used to work on Massey Ferguson tractors, so I mean, it's really nostalgic for me. This is really interesting for me.
Wolf was joined by State Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding and Democratic Senator Bob Casey, who took note of the event's political value.
People will stop you and give you their opinion very directly. There's no filter, and my experience of most of the last 20 years visiting the farm show is that people are very direct, but they're also very polite, which isn't always the case in Washington.
One of those polite, direct people is Brian Beck with Long Acres Potato Farms in Clarion County. He says he appreciates that politicians turn out for the show, but he's often skeptical of whether they're taking feedback to heart.
I think our state government loves the thought of agriculture, and I think they are committed in theory.
In his mind, the state often hurts more than it helps.
We need less regulation, our taxes. It's hard for most farms in agriculture today in Pennsylvania are losing money. And the what's frightening is we're losing our backbone in the state.
Beck was joined at his potato display by his daughter, Eva, who's adamant about going into the family business, among other things.
Do you want to be a potato farmer?
Yes.
And a lineman.
A lineman?
She's interested in being maybe an electrical lineman.
That's amazing. So you got the goals. And how old are you?
10.
But according to a lot of people, like lifelong dairy farmer Dale Hoffman, kids like Eva aren't really the norm.
You had a grandfather or grandmother that had a farm or something, so the grandkids could go see it. They don't see that anymore, so we've lost all those grassroots.
Hoffman attended a panel where around 24 farmers and industry stakeholders got a chance to air their grievances directly to lawmakers. He has around 900 cows at the Potter County farm he runs with his children and grandkids, and he points out the farm show can be a perfect place for farmers to let politicians and the general public know what they're up against in 2017. But Hoffman says even more important is getting politicians to see those challenges firsthand.
It's very important that you take them out to the farmers and walk them around and show them what you're doing.
One of those politicians that Hoffman has successfully gotten out to the farm is Republican Congressman Glenn Thompson, who hosted the farm show panel.
From listening, you know, we find out what the issues are, the concerns, the challenges.
Thompson serves on the House Agriculture Committee, and he says he takes a lot of the input from farmers directly back to Washington. It's a wide-ranging mix of ideas, but the farmers at the panel tended to agree on a couple major goals. Cutting regulations, like the clean water restrictions on runoff imposed by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, and driving up sales of American-grown food, particularly dairy. Hoffman offers one solution.
We need food in America. Okay, we're importing a lot more than people realize. I hate to say that, but that's the truth. And the consumer does not know it. And like I said about you buy pants, shirts, or whatever, tells you where it's made, food should be the same way.
Back out on the main farm show floor, Brian Beck, the potato farmer, remains unconvinced state lawmakers will be able to walk the walk. But although food production can be political, he says, at the very least, it doesn't have to be partisan.
I don't think it matters what side of the political spectrum a person lies on. I don't feel that our Pennsylvania government quite gets what a gold mine we have. We have natural gas, we have water, we have a very large population of skilled workers that are moving out of state. So we need help.
The farm show, with all its livestock, farmers, food, and yes, politics, is open for visitors until Saturday. Katie Meyer in Harrisburg.